Papers, a serial in 6 episodes by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace. Episode 3. May 1935. The nation prepares to celebrate Their Majesty's Silver Jubilee. Lady Minster has been spending the evening with her brother and sister-in-law at Curzon Street.
Oh, heavens, is that the time? I really must be going. Oh,
but Alice, darling, the night is young.
Then the night should think itself very lucky. I wish I were. And I have to be up at the crack of dawn. I'm due at the palace terribly early.
Honey, it's only 10 o'clock, and we haven't seen you in ages, have we, Charlie?
Surely you can stay another half hour, old girl. Gina's right. It's been a long time since we all had an evening together.
I know, but I've been really rather frantic lately with the Jubilee looming up. You can imagine what it's like.
Mm-hmm. No, we can't. You must tell us all about it. Now, just 5 more minutes. I'm dying to hear all the dirt. Is it true the king told the Prince of Wales he was a cad?
Oh, Gina, dear.
You can't expect Alice to break any confidences.
Oh, but we're family. Anyhow, everyone knows about the Prince and Wallace.
When I say I can't tell you, I mean just that. I've been up to my eyes in preparations for the Jubilee. I haven't even had time to catch up on the gossip.
And you'll be in attendance on Her Majesty on the great day. How will they manage at Crown House without you?
Very well indeed. There's going to be a village fete, and all the children are being given Jubilee mugs. The school stretched a point and said Alex and Harry could have mugs as well, since it's such a special occasion.
Harry. Oh, that poor kid. Fancy saddling her with a name like that.
Well, we've all got used to it now. Anyway, it's short for Harriet.
Yes, we all know about that. I think it's simply too ghastly the way Polly rejected her own children.
The doctor said it was all part of the shock after Richard.
Honey, Richard's been dead nearly 2 years.
And Jenny's so wonderful with the children. She's like a second mother to them.
I still say it's all wrong, but I guess that's the British way of life. You send your kids off to boarding school for years. And when was the last time you set eyes on Caroline?
Gina.
It's perfectly true. Since Carol moved out of Eaton Square, I've hardly seen her. But she's coming home soon for a long weekend. You know she shares a flat with one of her colleagues on the Argus, Muriel Thingamy.
Yes. We did hear something about that.
My dear, if Alice really wants to get away, we mustn't keep her. Would you like me to telephone for a taxi?
Alex, just look at you. Up to your knees in mud.
I threw the ball to Joe and it went into the lake. It wouldn't go in the water, so I have to go in after it. I was teaching him to fetch it, but he wouldn't.
Job's like me, too old to learn new tricks.
Well, you must wash and change before we go to the fete, that's all.
Oh, Jenny, do I have to?
Come along now, no arguments.
The child's excited. It's not every day there's a Jubilee.
Oh, look, Alex, it's Mama. Polly, you came out after all. How lovely.
No fuss now. I thought, seeing it's a nice day...
You and I need the sunshine, Polly. We've been cooped up indoors long enough.
Perhaps we could go for a walk by the lake, Alex. Would you like that?
I've been to the lake. Anyway, Jenny, you promised to take us to the fete, didn't you, Jenny?
Oh, why don't you come with us, Polly? It might be fun. The village are putting the flags out.
You go. I'm not in the mood for fun and games.
I'd be glad of some help with the pushchair. Harry can be quite a handful. Why not?
No.
Take the children, Jenny. Polly can stay and keep me company.
Well, if you're sure you... Come on, Alex. I'll collect Harry while you get yourself cleaned up.
Bye-bye, Mama.
Bye, Alex.
Give it time. The children will have to get to know you all over again. They're in good hands. Can they hear us?
No, they've gone.
Good. What do you say to a little adventure, just you and me?
There's a crafty twinkle in your eye. What are you up to?
Their Majesties overlooked one important invitation. I suppose they thought that an old woman who hasn't been to London for years wasn't worth bothering about.
You're not going to gatecrash the Jubilee, are you?
Certainly. If you can still drive, that is.
I think I'd better ask William, don't you?
And spoil the fun nonsense. We shall slip away unseen and be back before they've noticed we've gone.
I shall be shocked.
It's worth it. I've missed that laugh, Polly. Oh.
Lady Minster. Oh, thank goodness, I was afraid I'd missed you.
My dear, whatever's the matter?
I've been trying to find you because there was a phone call from your husband.
From Crown House?
Yes.
Oh, honestly, what a moment to choose. I can't possibly call him back until the last carriage has got away safely.
It's all right. You don't have to ring him back. I said I'd pass on the message.
Oh, bless you. What did he want?
He said he thought you should know. The Dowager Countess suddenly took it into her head to come to London to see the celebrations. She persuaded your daughter-in-law to drive her up to town. Wouldn't that be Viscountess Ebony?
Oh, Bea and Polly driving to London? Oh, gracious.
But he's afraid the Dowager Countess may decide to call at Eaton Square. And if she does...
She'll be in for a nasty shock. The staff's completely changed since her day. There's no one there who'd even recognize her. They'll probably shut the door in her face.
I think that was what Lord Minster was afraid of.
Oh, heavens. I'd better ring the housekeeper and warn her. Oh, this would have to happen. Today of all days.
Oops. Oh, sorry, Grandmama. That was a dreadful double D clutch. I'm out of practice.
Double D clutch, double Dutch, it's all the same to me. Are we nearly there?
New Cross nearly, innit? If I did a quick detour under the Blackwell Tunnel, we could visit me old stamping grounds.
Miss the old days, do you?
After Crown House, no fear. And I'm not talking about grand houses and pretty clothes and jewels. They don't matter. It's the life I had with Richie. Getting married, having his children.
You must stop looking back. You can't sit in your room forever, dreaming.
I've tried to picture myself as a mother. I watch Jenny and wish I could play with the children like she does. Mop up their tears. Coax them to eat. Enter into their world. But it's not me.
That's because you're a live wire, a performer.
Oh, not even that. I thought that might be the answer. But it's true what they say. Making a comeback is the toughest thing in the world.
What a challenge.
I really don't want to. I've decided I'm not going to look back anymore. There's no point in trying to recapture the past. I've got to look ahead to the future.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. We'll face the future together, Polly. Ever onward.
Oh, ever onward. Oh, I think I spoke too soon. Hold on!
I've never seen so many people. It's an absolute sea of faces. Oh, Lady Minster, do look.
I do wish you'd call me Alice. Otherwise, I'll have to call you Lady Cloudesley, and life's really much too short.
You're very kind, but I can't help feeling overawed by all this. It's still so new to me.
Oh, my dear, you'll soon get used to it. The royal family aren't nearly as difficult as you think. Much easier than my impossible mother-in-law, anyway.
But the Dowager Countess? Why, what's happened now?
She's disappeared.
What?
I just rang Eaton Square to make sure she'd arrived safely, and the housekeeper said they haven't seen her.
Well, the streets are terribly crowded. They probably got held up.
But they left Crown House first thing this morning, and it's nearly four. Suppose there's been an accident. Do you think I should ring round the hospitals?
Oh, you won't get much sense out of anyone with all this going on. Shall I shut the window? And then we can hear ourselves think. That's better. Isn't there anyone else
who might... Caroline! Of course! Why didn't I think of Caro before? She'll be at the Argus office getting tomorrow's edition together. She'll know what to do.
Hello? Argos Photo Library. Can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. May I speak to Muriel? Muriel. Oh, I can never remember her other name.
This is Muriel Beasley speaking.
Beasley, of course. How silly of me. How do you do? We've never actually met, but I've heard so much about you. I'm Caroline's mother, and I wondered whether...
Caroline? Caroline who?
Oh, dear. Your friend, my daughter, Caroline Gaunt. I tried the newsroom, but they said she has the day off today, so I thought perhaps you might know if she...
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Well, I wondered if she happened to mention over breakfast where she might be going today.
Breakfast? Are you sure you've got the right number? This is Muriel Beasley.
Yes, I know. You and Caroline share a flat somewhere off Primrose Hill.
No, we don't. I live at home with Mum and Dad in South Norwood. I don't really know your daughter. Well, just to say hello to, that's all. I think somebody must have been pulling your leg.
Oh, I see. Oh, I'm very sorry to have troubled you. Goodbye.
Wasn't she there? What's the matter?
I don't know, but something's wrong. Terribly wrong. I'll have to make my excuses to Her Majesty. I've got to go home.
Charlie, Gina, I shouldn't have dragged you round here like this. I'm sure I've ruined your day.
Not a bit. If it's a family crisis...
Besides, we were getting bored out of our minds listening to it all on the radio.
Well, I'm very grateful. Quite honestly, I've been feeling rather desperate.
My dear old thing, you're still shaking. Now, calm down and tell us all about it. Well, what's the problem?
Well, there are two problems, actually. But the urgent one is old B. She seems to have vanished into thin air.
Eh?
Well, she and Polly set off to drive up to town this morning, and they haven't been seen or heard of since.
Maybe the car broke down. Have you tried the police?
I thought about it, but oh, they've got so much on their hands today. Oh, Charlie.
Now, don't upset yourself, old gal. I'll call Scotland Yard, if you like. One of the commissioner chappies is a member of my club.
Would you?
Hmm.
Oh, it's such a relief to have you.
Announce me to Lady Minster.
Hey, listen, isn't that...
And then bring D to the drawing room.
I don't believe it.
Excuse me, m'lady. Lady Minster, m'lady. I mean, the Countess of Minster, m'lady.
You mean the Dowager Countess. Polly, give me your arm.
This way, dear. Come and sit down. Hello, Alice. Oh, Charlie and Gina. What a surprise.
Where have you been? Alice was simply frantic.
We've been celebrating. Don't stand there gawping, child. Didn't you hear what I said? We want our tea as quickly as possible. Tea for five.
Yes, m'lady.
That girl's a ninny. You don't train your staff properly, Alice.
But what happened? William told me you left home early this morning.
We had a bit of an adventure, didn't we?
That's one way to describe it. Polly drove fairly well as far as the outskirts of London, but then she got hopelessly lost.
Somewhere between New Cross and Bermondsey, I took a wrong turning. Trouble is, I used to live north of the river. South London's a closed book to me.
Suddenly, there was a barrier across the road. I thought we must be on the route of the procession.
In Bermondsey? Not likely. Everybody was outdoors holding street parties.
When we realised we would never reach St. Paul's in time, I decided we might as well stay where we were. The residents were all most hospitable and very obliging.
Somebody brought out an armchair for her ladyship and they gave us homemade cake and plates of trifle and milk stout and saveloys.
After luncheon, the children ran races and I presented the prizes. Someone played a piano and people danced and sang songs. And
anyway, we got here in the end, didn't we?
Yes. Oh, Alice, I can't say I care for the way you've redecorated the house.
It's a long time since you were here, Mama, and there are bound to be changes. But I'll tell them to prepare the guest rooms for you. I expect you'd like an early night after so much excitement.
Good gracious, I'm not staying here. I'm too old to sleep in a strange bed. No, I won't impose on you. Polly will drive me home, won't you, Polly?
Want to know something, Jenny dear? This is a propitious day in gardening terms.
Because you finally decided to please cook.
Oh, that as well. But to bring the herb garden up to scratch must mean we have finally reached the stage where we have moved from the general to the particular. It's work on the detail that makes a garden special.
Thyme, basil, lemon balm. Will you mind if I pinch a leaf as I pass by? I love the pungency of fresh herbs. And a windbreak of rosemary. What a good idea.
Rosemary for remembrance.
I sometimes wish I could forget.
Well, you sound as if thinking about the past makes you unhappy.
It does, sometimes.
I suppose your mother, Richard...
Please, don't talk about Richard.
I'm sorry. Have I upset you?
It's not your fault. I try not to think of Richie. But Nicholas never lets me forget him.
Yes, I'd realised that something was wrong.
Nick has never got over the fact that before I loved him, I loved Richard.
My dear...
I can't seem to make him understand that I love him now and always will.
Jealousy is a very powerful emotion.
Richard is dead. When I try to wipe out the past, Nick won't let me.
Has she gone at last? Oh, thank God for that.
Gina, really.
That's all right. I'm very fond of old B, in a way. But I must admit I could feel the entire house relaxing again when they drove off.
Heaven knows how Polly put up with her. I mean, all the way here and all the way back again.
All I can say is I hope I'm still as spry as that at 83.
She'll see us all out, I shouldn't wonder. Well, now, what's the other problem?
I'm sorry?
Well, you were just beginning to tell us there were two problems, you said.
Oh, yes. I've been trying to put that to the back of my mind, but it's Caroline.
My dear, what about Caroline?
I found out this afternoon that she's been keeping something from us. She isn't sharing a flat with a girl from the newspaper, so I imagine there's a man in her life.
Well, let's face it, she's not a child any longer. Do you happen to know who the man is?
Gina, please.
I haven't the faintest idea. But that's not the point. Why did she have to lie about it? Why couldn't she tell us the truth?
Have you spoken to William yet?
No, not yet. He'll be horrified. Mm-hmm. But I had to talk to somebody, so... Well, why are you both looking like that?
I guess you should know. Charlie's got a bad attack of conscience. Go ahead. Get it off your chest.
I don't understand.
Right. Gina's brother made us promise we'd keep it to ourselves, but I don't know.
It was Scott who found out about it, and he told us.
It seems that Caroline's been having an affair with a certain man. Someone rather unsuitable.
Oh, no.
I couldn't tell you before, but since you've found out, perhaps you should speak to Caroline yourself.
I don't even know where she's living.
Charlie can give you the telephone number. She might be there now.
Oh, what on earth should I say to her? Oh, but I suppose you're right. I've got to speak to her, haven't I?
It's a Primrose number. 2166.
Thank you. Operator, this is Belgravia 3738. I want Primrose 2166. 2166. Yes. Oh. Anything's better than pretending, carrying on the deception. It's ringing.
What happened?
He answered the phone. He just said, "Hello, Paul Wayman speaking. Who is that?" So then I hung up.
Charlie, go fix Alice a teensy-weensy drink. She looks like she needs it.
Yes, very well. Matter of fact, I think I do with one myself.
Honey, I do sympathize, believe me, but don't you think maybe you're making too much of all this? I realize it's been a shock, but let's face it, it's not the end of the world.
Paul Wayman's totally unsuitable. To begin with, he's twice her age.
A difference in age isn't necessarily a bad thing, is it? I mean to say, look at you and me, sweetheart.
Yes, 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 all right. Alice, cheers.
Thank you. It's not just a question of age. There are 100 reasons why Paul's the wrong man for Caro. William and I have known him for years.
Would it make you feel any better if she'd gone off with a total stranger?
Anyone in the world would have been better. I can't explain it. All I know is somehow I've got to break it to William.
And when the robber called out, "Open Sesame," the stone at the entrance to the cave rolled away so they could all go inside.
Why did it do that, Grandpa?
It was the secret password. And now Ali Baba had discovered it too.
William, I... Ah. Oh, Alex, hello.
Grandma, come and listen. Ali Baba has just discovered the secret word.
You'll have to finish the story later on, darling. I've only just got home and I must talk to Grandpa first.
Oh, will it take long?
I'll come and find you as soon as we've finished. Now run along, there's a good lad.
All right.
My dear, you must be glad it's all over. You look worn out.
William...
You've got dark shadows under your eyes. Come and sit down.
Well, I haven't been sleeping very well. I've got to talk to you.
Now, what's the matter?
I've discovered a secret, too. Caro's secret. She lied to us. She isn't sharing a flat with a girl from her office.
I think I can guess. She's living with some man. Is that it?
It's not only that. I can't bear to tell you.
Darling, please. You've told me the worst and I feel angry and disappointed. Of course, we can't let it go on. I shall go up to town immediately and put an end to it.
She's living with Paul.
Paul? Paul Wayman?
I wish it had been anyone else.
How could Caro be taken in by a man like that? He's a deceiving, low-minded, treacherous...
Oh, darling, please hold me. Hold on to me.
I'm sorry. Why is he doing this to us? Is he trying to hurt us deliberately?
You mustn't think that. He didn't want us to know. He never meant anyone to know. Charlie thinks he feels ashamed.
As he should be. It must be stopped.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right, Jenny, dear.
I just came to say that lunch is ready. Oh, I nearly forgot. Caro rang earlier. She's coming home for the weekend. Won't that be nice?
Goodness, I've missed Crown House.
Have you, darling?
My old room. Breakfast in the garden. This is such bliss.
I imagine you don't have a garden where you live.
No, I don't. You'd hate it, Pa.
Yes, I expect I should. Caro, we want to talk to you about your life in London.
Oh. When I tried to ring you at the Argus last Monday, they told me you were at home. So I asked to speak to Muriel Beasley instead.
Oh, did you?
She told me you weren't sharing a flat with her. She says she barely knows you.
No, she doesn't. I'm sorry. I should never... I hated lying to you.
Then what made you do it?
Because it's... Oh, it's all so difficult to explain.
You were ashamed to tell us. That's it, isn't it?
No, it's not. I'm not ashamed. All right. I'm in love with someone. And I wasn't sure how you'd feel about it. I thought it would be easier all round
if I just... Is that what you thought? Honestly? You knew we'd be bitterly hurt, didn't you?
Try to understand. I have my own life now. It's got nothing to do with you and Ma.
It has everything to do with us. If only you'd told us who the man was.
Why? What difference does it make who he is?
It makes all the difference in the world.
But that's totally irrelevant. He might have been anyone at all.
He is not anyone.
Darling, we know who he is.
You know? Oh, of course. I suppose Uncle Charlie told you.
Not exactly. But he did give me your telephone number. And when I rang the number, it was Paul who answered.
He never said anything.
He didn't know. I hung up without speaking. Oh, Caro, why couldn't you tell us?
I knew you'd be shocked. And you are, aren't you? But Paul and I love one another. You should be happy for us.
That's not possible. If only you'd told us. Right from the beginning, we might have been able to advise you and help you.
Help?
We might have been able to persuade you that Paul Wayman isn't the right man for you.
How can you say that? I love him. I've, I've just told you.
We're asking you to give him up.
I suppose you think he's too old for me.
That comes into it, certainly.
Then you don't know the first thing about love. I'd marry him tomorrow if he'd let me.
Why won't he let you?
Because he has old-fashioned principles, like you. I expect he doesn't want you to be hurt.
Very considerate of him. It's a pity he hasn't been equally considerate towards you.
He's been wonderful to me. We love one another. Why can't you accept that?
I'll never accept it. Carol, I'm asking you, begging you, to give him up. If you go on like this, it can only end in heartbreak.
It's for your own sake, my dearest. Believe me.
How can you be so hypocritical? It's not for my sake at all. You're worried about the disgrace to the family, what people will say.
Oh, Carol.
I'm happy with Paul. Happier than I've ever been. And if you don't want my happiness, I don't want any more to do with you. I'm sorry I came home this weekend. It was a bad mistake. I'm going to phone for a taxi. I won't come home again. Ever.
In episode 3 of Crown Papers by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace, Alice was played by Dinah Sheridan and William by Geoffrey Whitehead. Caroline, Deborah Makepeace. Polly, Melinda Walker. Jenny, Helena Breck. Old B, Margaret Rawlings. And Alex, William Wortley. Sir Charles was played by Brett Usher and Gina by Shelley Thompson. Joanna Myers was Muriel Beasley and Susan Sheridan, Lady Cloudsley. Crown Papers is directed by Tracy Neal.